When God tells you to do something, do it. Here's Pastor Dave Rolfe.
Can we live our lives in such a way that we say, I'm going to do what's right, no matter what happens as a result of it? And ultimately, that's what the Christian life, that's what integrity is about. Saying, when I know what's right, I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to figure out what the consequences are going to be and then weigh it out and decide what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I really believe is right.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands and the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
We're delighted to share the next half hour with you and pray the Lord uses today's balanced word to build courage into your life. Pastor Dave Rolfe is about to open Daniel chapter 3 in a familiar Bible story to many of us. When faced with the decision, deny Christ or die, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego took a courageous stand for God and were thrown into a fiery furnace as a result. Pastor Dave starts off today by explaining when we should take a stand and when we shouldn't. We need wisdom from God.
Now, there are some people who just, you know, everything is a stance. Like, if they won't let me wear my cross at work, I quit. I'm going to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They won't let me put a Bible on my desk. Or they, you know, there are pastors who are scared to death that if they will take away our tax-exempt status, if we don't do this or conform in that. These guys didn't draw lines everywhere. They weren't nuts. You know, when there was a problem with the diet, they negotiated, they worked out, they go, hey, look, what do you really want? You really want us to be healthy, right? So how about this? When their godly Hebrew names were taken away from them and they were given pagan Babylonian names, they weren't freaked out by that. They're like, hey, fine, call us whatever you want. But when they got to this point, there was something about this time and this place that they just knew, this is the time when I take my stand. It's dangerous to think you have integrity because you won't compromise anywhere. But real integrity has to decide, where will I take my stand? One of the questions that I wrote for the home fellowships this week, and you can start thinking about it now if you're in a home fellowship. If you're not in a home fellowship, A, you should be. And B, don't you dare answer this question on your own. You're not allowed to. No, I'm just kidding. But one of the questions is, what would you die for? What is it that's that important to you? Because these guys knew this is the moment. Now, I can't tell you what your moment is. I can't tell you what hill you should die on or what line you will not cross. It might be different for everyone. God has to kind of lead you and give you that sensitivity to it. Maybe there was a way they could have negotiated their way out of this or called Daniel and had him go to bat for them. But for some reason, they just knew at this point, nope, this is just over the line. We're not going to do it. And I think for all of us, we have to at least think, okay, where would I not compromise? It can't be on everything. Where would I decide this is one I have to put my foot down? I'm willing to die for this. And as we consider it, one of the things that we learn from these guys is you cannot decide what integrity is based on what you are afraid might happen to you depending on what you do. They were not anticipating that, oh, this is going to hurt. Boy, and we would tend to think sometimes, if I knew that God was going to deliver me from the fire, I don't mind going through the fire at all. But how do I know? It might destroy me, and yes, it might. And so the faith that these guys had to say God is able to deliver us. If he doesn't deliver us, it's not because he isn't able. It's going to be because he has a reason for why he is going to do this. But you know what? If we die in the fire, we're still not going to bow down. So can we live our lives in such a way that we say, I'm going to do what's right, no matter what happens as a result of it? And ultimately, that's what the Christian life, that's what integrity is about. Saying, when I know what's right, I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to figure out what the consequences are going to be and then weigh it out and decide what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I really believe is right. And in doing that, you can't listen to other people's opinions about what's right. If they had talked to their other Jewish buddies, all of whom apparently bowed down, they could have come up with a whole lot of opinions. We have to hear from God. We have to draw close to Him and go, okay, God, what do I do? And if I know that you're telling me to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to say, well, I know He wanted me to do it, but I didn't like what would come about as a result of that, so I'm going to compromise and I'm not going to do it. These guys let us know, no, just do the right thing. But ask God to show you, when is it time for me to do this? Don't let the potential scare you into doing something other than that. A couple other things that I see here, though, too. And I love it that Jesus, I believe Jesus, was in the fire with them. It's so important for us to know that, that if we are taking a stand for what's right and subjecting ourselves, submitting ourselves to Him, He may take us through the fire. Life may be scary, may be painful, it may even kill us, but He is there. He's there with us. We have to be assured of His presence. We need to know. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Sometimes our lives take a bad turn or bad things happen to us or it really starts to hurt. And we begin to assume that we must have got off track somewhere. This must be, I guess I'm not supposed to be here. But He doesn't promise that we won't go through fire. He promises that we will pass through the fire, that when the waters overwhelm us, that He will lead us through the waters. And this is a good reminder. If you're deciding that God just isn't there because bad things are happening to you, maybe you need to look around. Maybe He is there. Maybe He because He says He will be. So He is. You just have to see, where is He? If you're just sitting there covering your eyes and huddled up in the fire, you're not even going to notice He's there. But for every one of us, we can have His assurance. If you do what you believe is right, He'll be with you, whatever the consequences are. And again, it's not for me to tell you what to do. Don't decide what you're going to take a stand on based on other people's opinions. You seek the Lord and you go, I think this is the time. He doesn't say anything bad about other people who didn't take that stand either. It's just for these guys on that day in this situation, this is something they knew they had to do, and He was with them. But the other thing that's so true that I really love here too is that in that hot fire, what got burned? What is it that the fire dissolved? It didn't singe their hair. It didn't make their clothes smell. The only thing that burned was the ropes that were binding them. The only thing what they lost was actually something that allowed them to gain freedom. I think most people who are wrestling with certain things, and the thing that causes us to sin, the thing that causes us to compromise, is our desire to make things more comfortable. And really what we're looking for is freedom. It feels like if I run away from what God wants me to do, I'll be free. Amazing thing is, when we go through tough situations, when we pass through fire, He does take things away from us. But what He takes away from us is that which is restricting us and holding us back from freedom. As we pass through fire, it's God's way of giving us freedom, even though it doesn't feel like it, even though we may feel insecure about that. Sometimes you can lose something that's very valuable to you. But if you watch and you see what God's doing in your life, you'll realize I just lost a job, some people might say. But, you know, after I whined about it for a while, I realized how good it feels to not be in that job. I actually feel free. Some people lose a house and then go, I had no idea how much of a burden keeping that house up was in my life. Hey, some people lose a spouse and they're like, oh, no. Whoa, this feels different. But whatever it is in our lives that's holding us back, God knows. And chances are, it's things that we don't see as ropes. There's this stifling, suffocating sort of existence that God knows. The way I really have to set you free is to deliver you from some things that you really value. Because when we turn good things into ultimate things, into things that are of supreme importance, into things that we think we can't do without, for us to rediscover what it is to have God be all you need, sometimes he has to take even good things away from us. And so we have a loved one who dies. I had two of them that we had services for this last week. And I start thinking, you know, the older I get, it's like everybody I know is dying. And the people who are younger than me are looking at me wondering when I'm going to die. And I feel like I've lost some people that I really love, but I haven't lost them. I know where they are. They are finally free of their pain, free of their difficulties. They both had been going through challenges for most of their lives, medically and physically. And now they're finally set free. And so I can miss them, but I also realize that there is a certain freedom even for me when God takes someone away who I love, because I know where they are. And I have another reason to not be tied into life. I have another reason to fear death less. I have another reason to look forward to the future, even dying. The more treasures I have in heaven, people who I love who are there, some of them like way younger than I am, and now they're in heaven. I just have another reason to not be so attached to things down here. Things that might have once controlled me down here, they don't. When I think about people who have gone on before me to be with the Lord, I become much less attached to the things that are so important to me down here. And I become more attached to heaven, where I will truly be free. I can't count on anyone completely down here. But heaven is what's going to ultimately set me free. And so it's important for us to understand that the path of integrity, though it may lead through fire and difficulty, Jesus will be with us. And the great thing is, we know if something's burning, it's our ropes. Even if it's something we really value, if we are losing it, we are being released. We are being set free. It's really important for us to remember that. And when we look at these guys, to aspire to be the kind of people who are willing to do the right thing, and we're not just so scared of what might happen to us that we instead have the pain of just living a compromised life. To me, it's so important for people to understand grace, because I think so many people are taught to be good in a legalistic sort of way. It's like, here's the rules, just follow them. And I know how that absolutely destroys people. And so I make sure that people understand, no, it's all of God's grace. It's the only way we can have a standing with God is just because he does that for us. He forgives us and he loves us despite who we are, not because of anything that we do or anything that we accomplish. It's his grace. But at the same time, it's important for us to remember that still, we want to do the right thing because the right thing is best for us and best for everyone around us. We want to have integrity. We don't want to be compromising all the time just because he's going to forgive you. It's like if somebody that you care about is standing at the side of the road and they say, if I step out in front of a truck right now, Will you still love me? Yeah. Will you forgive me? Yeah. So you're okay with me stepping in front of a truck? No. No, that'd be a really stupid thing to do. It's not going to interrupt my love for you, but it's going to hurt. And I think as we, as people who follow Jesus, as Christians, it's important for us to decide, I want to be a person with simplicity, with integrity. I just want to do the right thing. And I want to know when it's time for me to take a stand. And I can't take a stand on everything, so I need God to let me know, this is one of those times you need to take a stand. You need to do the right thing. We'll never do all the right things until we get to heaven. But there are going to be opportunities that we have where in a significant way we say, I don't care what's going to happen. I think this is the right thing for me to do, and I'm just going to do it. No matter what anybody thinks of me, no matter what the consequences are, no matter what it costs me. Nothing to me is more tragic than people who do the right thing for the wrong reasons. It's when we come into this relationship with him, we realize we get to do what's right. And we do it in a heroic way and in a way in which he'll be with us and carry us through it. And he will be glorified through all of that. Now, if you're here today and you've never given your life to Jesus, I'll bet you've been through a few fires. I bet you've narrowly escaped a lot of things that could have taken you out. And the truth is, you've just had to do it on your own. You've just had to go through that and suck it up. And you're very proud of being a survivor. I'm so sorry, though, that you've gone through things without Jesus being with you, because he wants to be there for you. But he wants you to give him permission to do that. He wants you to receive him. And he'll give you the power to become his child. He'll forgive your sins. If you believe the gospel, which is Jesus came, God became a man, lived a perfect life, died for your sins, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and he's coming back someday for you. If you believe that, Jesus would say, you're actually never going to die. They can't kill you, because whoever lives and believes in me, as he said in John, will never die. Do you believe this? And so the question I have for you is, do you believe this? Or do you want to just continue to suffer for no reason? I can't tell you that if you become a Christian that you're going to stop suffering. When you become a Christian, sometimes you will go through some unique sufferings that you wouldn't even have if you're not a Christian. And so you might go, boy, why would I want that? Why would I want to sign up for that? Well, you'd want to sign up for that because sometime in your life you have to decide that there is something that is so true that you're willing to face tough times and pain in order to follow the truth. Otherwise, someday, you're going to face God. And he is going to decide what happens to you, heaven or hell, based on whether or not you accepted his son, based on whether you received that forgiveness that he wants to give to you. And I'll tell you something, if you're here and you've never accepted Jesus, it's no coincidence that you're here. See, God's been working in your life all along, and he tricked you, maybe, into coming to church and to hearing this. And his spirit is actually with you right now. He's drawing you. If you're feeling like, maybe I should do this, it's because God is inviting you. He's drawing you personally. He wants to change your life. He wants to finally give you something that will make you a person of integrity. Finally give you something that is worth dying for. That's more important to you than your own life and your own comfort. If he's drawing you, I pray that today you'll receive him. You'll come into a relationship with him. He's waiting on you. He has done everything he needs to do. But he's giving you the opportunity to receive him. And you'll discover that you have found the basis for integrity. You'll figure out that now you have finally found something that's more important than life itself. and it's eternal life with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, forever. When you have him in your life and the Holy Spirit's working in your life, then there are going to be times when he just tells you, this is where you draw the line. And you can be the kind of courageous person that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were. And he'll be with you. And great things will happen in your life when you begin to live your life for things that matter, for things that are important, in relationship with the one who made you. So I pray that you'll do that if you haven't. For the rest of us, let's reevaluate the courage of our convictions. Let's just ask ourselves, what is it that motivates me? Why do I do what I do? Why do I not do what I don't do? What am I substituting for when I opt for things that I know are sin, that I know go against what's best for me, and I do them anyway? What is it that I'm selling out and why? What am I getting out of my sin that keeps me coming back to it? And just take a look at it and have some courage. Just begin to say, okay, God, I want to do the right thing. And I'm going to do it no matter what anybody thinks of me. And I'm going to do it no matter how much it hurts. I'm going to do it because you're calling me to take a stand. Let's show people what integrity looks like. Quit being a bunch of phonies, compromisers.
You're listening to The Balanced Word. In addition to being our teacher on the program, Dave Rolfe is the pastor of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. We're going through the Bible right now in a series called Bible Stories. We have these messages archived for you at thebalancedword.com or call and request today's message on CD at 949-362-7475. And as a special appreciation gift for your donation of $10 or more, The Balanced Word is pleased to send you all of these messages in this Bible Story series on a USB thumb drive. You'll hear some of the Bible's greatest stories from Genesis through Revelation. To make a secure donation, go to thebalancedword.com or call 949-362-7475. And don't forget to ask for the Bible Story series as you give. Again, we're at thebalancedword.com. And we'd like to take this time to invite you to Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel. Our Sunday morning service times are at 8, 9:45, and 11:30. Again, we're at ccpacifichills.org if you'd like more information. Or if you're outside of the area, you can watch our live stream right there at ccpacifichills.org. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Well, here to lead us in prayer, Pastor Dave once again.
Let's pray. God, thanks for recording this story by your Spirit and sharing it with us. It is so inspirational to see three guys, young guys, who were willing to face a furnace rather than to compromise their convictions in their relationship with you. And I pray that we would emulate them more, that we would stop making decisions based on what other people think, based on what we think will give us the least amount of pain, what will give us the greatest amount of comfort. Help us to wrestle anew with your Spirit leading us into just knowing what's the right thing to do and doing it. And for people here today that you're drawing to yourself who have never accepted you, who have never acknowledged you, you have invited them. You have said, hey, if you come to me, I won't cast you out. You have said, whoever wills, whoever wants to, can take of the water of life freely. I pray that you'll give them the courage by your Spirit to make that life-changing decision, the most important decision they will ever make, to choose to follow you and submit to you as their Lord and Savior. So if those people are here, I pray that you'll cause them to come forward after the service, to get prayer, to start over. And for the rest of us, help us not to wimp out so much. Help us to not be compromising all the time. Show us what hills are worth dying on. Show us what lines we just won't step across. not so that we can be martyrs, just being feeling like we're picked on all the time and whining about how people are picking on Christians, but help us to know when to take a stand. And help us to do that with courage and conviction as you give it to us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll take you to Daniel chapter 5 next time on The Balanced Word, where the handwriting is on the wall. We'll see you then. This program is brought to you by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands. And yeah.